Several times the animal let us approach. "We're overhauling it," the Canadian would shout. Then, just as he was about to strike, the cetacean would steal off with a swiftness I could only estimate at no less than 30 miles per hour, and even at our maximum speed it took the liberty of thumbing its nose at the frigate by running a full circle around us. A howl of fury burst from every throat. By noon we were no farther along than at 8 o'clock in the morning. Commander Farragut then decided to use more direct methods. "Bah!" he said, "so that animal is faster than the Abraham Lincoln? All right, we'll see if she can outrun our conical shells. Mate, man the gun on the bow." Our forecastle cannon was immediately loaded and leveled. The cannoneer fired a shot, but his shot passed some feet above the cetacean, which stayed a half-mile off. "Over to somebody with better aim," the commander shouted.